So here we go with the message. Let's go, Raj. Inside job, dealing with inner conflict. I'm no pro, I'm no expert at a lot of things. I'm pretty good at this one. Guess why? Because I've had to do what? Deal with a lot of inner conflict. How many have had to deal with stuff, but you didn't want to deal with it? You didn't ever think you'd have to deal with it. Let me see your hands. Well, there it comes. And what you going to do? Let's talk about it today. All of us deal with some kind of crap, I call it. It's stuff that people do to us that hurt us. It's stuff we do that hurts us. It's just a mess. And do you want to stay that way? I'm just this way the rest of my life. I'm broken. Let me spell my name for you. Why can't I be victorious? Why can't I live again? Amen. Say, why can't I move forward? And that's what this day means to me. 6 years ago, I married Kim. It's the hardest thing for me to do, to be married 28 years, to be hurt really bad, and to say, I'm going to move forward. Now, I could have stayed there. I could have stayed stuck. That would be the Gary you'd always know. Oh, yeah, he was married once, and he loved that woman. And, well, that's the end of the story. Look at him, so sad. Look at Gary. Getting balder. Look at him, wrinkling up. Amen. I didn't want that to be me. I sat with a fellow one time. I was counseling him. He was trying to help me. I'd gone through this mess early on. He sat across from me. He had been through it maybe 5, 6, 7 years earlier. And this guy's big. He's strong. He's an athlete. He's successful. And he sat right in front of me and cried like a baby. He just cried and he couldn't move forward with his life, even though he had everything going for him. And I looked at him and I said this when I met him at breakfast. I said, I won't be like you. Say that with me. I won't be like you. Boy, you have to make a decision. You listening to me or not? And that's what this little series is about. Dealing with mess so that I can fight a good fight and I can move on. Amen. Say. Because there'll be some other mess. But the good thing when you learn, you'll be better equipped to fight the wiles of the devil. That's what we talked about last week. So here we go. Say this verse with me. Learn it. It's a great verse. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Say it with me. Jesus speaking. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more what? Or life to the full. I've come that you can have life. You've got an enemy. You've got the devil, an adversary wants to steal, rob, destroy, kill you. I've come that you can have life. Eternal life, everlasting life. But wait a minute. Life right down here. Songs we sang, You've Never Failed Me Yet. Horatio Spafford wrote that song, It Is Well With My Soul, probably 150 years ago when his children drowned in the sea. And out of his pain came, It Is Well With My Soul. Don't you want to be that person? Yes or no? This is what this is all about. God says, I can do this for you. And it ain't about giving money to your favorite TV preachers. How are you going to get it? It's going to come by faith. It's going to come by really a strong belief in Jesus Christ. It's going to come by hard work. Yes or no? Amen. And prayer and just working hard. And when you fall, you keep getting up. Determined. So, pretending that we don't have inner conflict based on last week's message is surrender. It's surrender. I don't have none. I'm good. Or, you know, saying, I'm done. It's surrender to excuse making. That's what you'll become in your life. This happened to me, and I'm not healthy anymore. I'm not well anymore because I had this happen, and, you know, they hurt me real bad. So just now that's who I am. It's excuse making. All of a sudden, you'll find yourself, not all of a sudden, but over time, you'll become a person with just a bad attitude. Bad attitude. I don't know why men aren't attracted to me, you might say as a lady. Well, maybe it's that bad attitude you got. Excuse me. But I try to do this and pretty up and everything. Well, maybe less of that and a little more of the good attitude. How about that? Amen. And fellas, bulking up. I'm like jacked all up, baby. I can't understand why I'm single. Well, that's because you're just not a delight to be with, okay? There's more to just your arms, okay? There's called, what do we do the rest of the day? How about that? Amen. After the gym, what do we do, okay? So, it's bad attitudes. Poor decision making, not dealing with the inside and mess and moving forward in a positive, real way will lead to very poor decisions in your life. And you'll blame it on, but I'm this way now because of this back here. We talked about it last week. This ain't living life to the full. This ain't acceptable. Say that with me. This ain't what? Acceptable? Say it one time. This ain't what? Ain't acceptable. Who are you talking to? That's why I love sports. Hard work. It's a hard-working sport. It teaches you young. I hear a coach say it all the time. And a lot of our coaches. They talk about getting out there on that field and fighting. And you're going to get smacked in the mouth. And you're going to get tired. And you're going to get hurt. And you're going to get wore out. And you get up and you keep fighting because that's what life is going to do to your tail. You're learning life lessons when you play ball. You hear me or not? Well, what's sports all about? Well, for us, it's about that. How many would say because some of you sports training and learning early, it helped you in your life to overcome some things and to fight like a dog some in a ditch? Amen. I would definitely say that. Help me with this church. It's helped me in my life. So, we don't want the excuse making. We don't want this halfway life. No, Jesus, you said you're going to give me life and give it to the full. I want it. I want it. I want it. And it ain't his fault that I don't got it. Amen. Are y'all all right? Okay, here we go. Well, look at that. Here's our message today. Confronting the enemy. Push me, buddy. General principles. Why do I call them general principles? Don't get bored by that title. General principles. He's going to give a seminar. I ain't giving no seminar. I'm going to give you some stuff from the general. We're going to meet a general in a little bit who cleans house. That's what I want. Amen. They call Mad Dog, Mad Dog Mattis. You ain't met a Mad Dog till you met Mad Dog Joab in the Bible. General Joab. He's coming up later. Here we go. So let's talk. Inside job. Usually when we think of inside job, it's somebody in the bank that arranged the bank robbery. Yes? They work there. We think of a crime scene. Like that guy recently who killed his wife, took his two children, put them in like a oil drums or something. His children killed them. But on TV the first day, I can't believe it happened. Oh, please find them. And police know it's usually what kind of job? It's an inside job. And sure enough, there it was again, an inside job. Well, King David was king, an incredible king. He had his faults, he certainly did. And because he had a major flaw in his family, it caused a lot of problems in his family. But he was a good man, the Bible says, a man after God's own heart. He was really a great king. But he had a son, Absalom. Absalom, King David's son, you talk about an inside job. He conspires against his own daddy to take over the throne. You talk about something like, we had a civil war in this country. That's a civil war when it's your daddy you taking over. You coming against your daddy, boy. And not just any man, the man who defeated Goliath. Amen. Say, David, the people loved him. So son against father. That's what happened. You talk about some serious inner conflict. We're going to learn from this story how we can live. Let's keep looking. So it was a big inside job that's going to happen. And I'm going to lead you down the path now through the scriptures. Here we go. Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor. Another inside guy, huh? From his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was what? Say it with me, it was what? I'm going to say something, might get in trouble, I could care less. If you work for the president, instead of writing an op-ed, how about resign? How about that? Did you hear what I just said? Say. How about resign and man up and just be a man? Or a woman? Well, I don't know what will happen. You'll get another job and you'll get a book deal and you'll be a gazillionaire is what you'll be. Okay? But nobody likes a turncoat. You hear me, yes or no? We like people. That's okay. I think people should go. And if something's wrong, let it be known. But go ahead and stand by it. Don't pull this mess. A conspiracy. Yes or no? Amen. Okay? That's me talking. I get to be an American too, okay? So here we go. Not that I agree with everything. Of course I don't. Here we go. So, and the conspiracy was what? Help me. For the people increased continually with Absalom. So Absalom, this conspiracy is growing. And he's getting more followers. His son against his daddy. And there came a messenger to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are now after who? They're following your son more than you, king. And David said to his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise, let us flee from the city of God. Let us leave Jerusalem. For we shall not else escape from Absalom. David knew it. This boy will kill me and everybody. Make speed, depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. So David's out of there. He's on the run. The king's on the run from his son. And Absalom and all the people and men of Israel, they came to Jerusalem. And Ahithophel, that counselor to King David's with him. Inside job. This whole thing's full of inside job mess. It came to pass when Hushai, the archite, David's what? How many have been hurt by a friend? Let me see your hand. How many have been hurt real bad by somebody that said they loved you to your face? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, but I can't believe I'm the only one ever gone. You ain't the only one. There's a whole house full of people going through this. You excuse making instead of being successful in your life and moving forward. Amen or omen. You might say, that's too hard, preacher. Oh, you'll be fine. Come on. I wish the Vikings knew this. But anyway, that's another story. Listen, so Hushai said to Absalom, God save the king. He ain't the king. David was the king. This guy's already turned. And Absalom said to Hushai, is this thy kindness to your friend? Thought you were daddy's friend. Why did you not go with your friend, my daddy? And Hushai said to Absalom, no, but whom the Lord, people are hurt you and they'll quote Jesus to you. You hear me? Yes or no? Say. And this people and all the men of Israel choose his will I be. Well, I don't want a friend like that, do you? Yes or no? And with him, I'll abide. I'll like, till next Friday or something. And again, whom shall I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I've served in your father's presence, so I'll be in your presence. Am I losing you on the Bible so far? Have we got this down so far? Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, give counsel among you. What shall we do? What shall we do with this fellow? And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, go into your father's concubines. What shall I do now? Hushai is here. We're in Jerusalem. What shall I do to sort of consummate my kingdomhood? Got me? So Ahithophel says, go to your father's concubines, which he's left to keep the house. And all Israel shall hear that you're abhorred of thy father, then shall the hands of all that are with you be strong. Isn't it something? Isn't it something? Go do evil. Go have sex with all these women. That's what he's saying. And the people are going to hear about it, that you're abhorred of your father, and it's going to make everybody stronger. Is that a warped view of how you get strong or what? Yes or no? Amen. Say. You can follow that trail. And so that's what he did. He didn't just do that, man. So Absalom spread a tent upon the top of the roof. He put on a sex show. Excuse me. Is what it is. And Absalom went into his father's concubines. Say it with me. Say those last words with me. Say it with me. In the what? I guess that solidified. He's bold. I'm king now. Look at me. Would you say this is a mess right here? Is this a mess? Is this a mess? It's a mess right here. What's going to happen? Well, I can't read the whole Bible to you. It's about 5 or 6 chapters here. I'll do my best to break it down for you. So confronting the enemy. There's an enemy. But he ain't been confronted yet. And Absalom made Amasa. Say Amasa. Say it 3 times. Amasa. 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 He made him the captain of the guard instead of who? Say Joab. One more time. So you got this joker, Amasa's been made general by Absalom instead of the king's general, Joab. Maybe he knew Joab wouldn't serve him. Who knows? But Joab's out. Amasa is now Absalom's general. Amasa was a man's son whose name was Ithra, an Israelite, that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zariah. Say that with me. Joab's who? So the point is, he made Amasa general, which was Joab's cousin. This was a family of military men, military fighters. And so it's all in the family. Boy, that sounds like an inside job all over this thing, doesn't it? Not just the king's family, his family over here. But we're surprised when family hurts us. I can't believe this happened. I get that. I get that you're surprised, but you obviously aren't living in the real world because it happens all the time. Amen or oh me. We forget family are people too. Family are sinners too. Did you know that? So are you. As they hurt you, you will hurt your own self. How many say that? I have made some horrible choices myself, and I'm the one to blame. Let me see some hands. Anybody going to say that? Yeah, me, I did it. So that's a real inside job. That's you working. That's you coming against you. I'm screwed up here. I'm getting confused. Here we go. Let's keep looking. So we see now Absalom has a general. So say Amasa again. One more time. Keep looking. So he's Absalom's what? We're going to learn some general principles, but we're going to learn a little bit from him how not to do it. But we're going to learn from Joab in a minute. And the king commanded Joab. Wait, now which king? David. The king commanded Joab and Abishai, these are his family members also, part of this family, and Ittai, saying, deal gently, at least Abishai was, deal gently for my sake with the young man. This is the king talking. You're going to have to go and fight against my son, but take it easy on him. And all the people heard when the king gave the captain's charge concerning Absalom. Basically, he said, you can kill everybody, don't you kill him. You take it easy on my boy. My boy. Love my boy. And that's what an inside job will do to you. Inner conflict, it'll confuse you. It'll just, your head will go crazy. You'll be making bad choices. I mean, here, go kill everybody except the king. Go wipe everybody out except the guy that's really the guy that's doing it all. So say Joab again. Joab is whose general? So Absalom's general is who? Amasa. Say Absalom's general is who? Amasa. David's general for many years, many, many, many years. His name is who? General J. So the people went out into the field against Israel. And the battle was in the woods of Ephraim, in the woods, in a real thick wooded area. A lot of woods. And there's not a lot of that in Israel. A lot of rocks. I've been there many, many times. And so this very, very, very wooded area, where the people of Israel were slain. Now, who's the people of Israel? They're the people that's with Absalom. So they were slain. All these people fighting for Absalom were killed in these woods before the servants of David. And there was a great what? That day of how many men? 20,000 men dead in the woods. It goes on to say the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the woods devoured more people than that day the what did. You know, a lot of times they march into battle with the swords and they're going at each other with the swords, but they're in the woods. And all kinds of crazy, hand-to-hand combat, all kinds of things happen in those woods. It wasn't just a typical fight. That was a crazy fight in those woods that day. Have you ever fought in the woods before? I have. You ever go into the woods and just fought somebody? Am I it? I don't recommend it, but anyway. Let's take it outside, boy. Amen. But you don't want to do it in the yard. You want to go somewhere in the woods. Amen. You don't want to get beat by your mother. All right? You hear me? And Absalom met the servants of David. Absalom met the servants of David. So here he is. He's not like saying, hi, guys. No, he's meeting them in battle. Absalom rode upon a what? A mule. And the mule went under a thick bough of a great oak. You're going to find out why I love being bald here in a second. He went under the boughs of a great oak, the limbs. I built a treehouse yesterday with my good buddy Bob Tinker, for the girls, for Abby and Danny. We built a tree fort. I was covered with tree bark yesterday. It was crazy. I can't believe I do these things. But anyway, so I know these oak branches and everything. But it was a thick forest, though, all this was happening in. And he's on this mule. And boom, his head got caught up in an oak tree. Ah! Oh, my God. Mule's gone. Bye. And the mule that was under him, like, he's not gone. And a certain man saw it. There he's hanging. There's Absalom. That big head of hair. Big head of hair. This man had some hair. Hanging in the tree. So this man goes and tells General who? Behold, I saw Absalom hanging in a tree. What? Keep looking. Then said Joab, buddy, I can't tarry with you and talk about Absalom hanging in a tree. Because I got to go find Absalom hanging in a tree. So Joab said, I ain't going to tarry with you anymore. And he took three darts in his hand. Joab, General Joab, three darts in his hand. Now what did the king say? Don't do what to my son? Don't what? Don't hurt him. Deal gently with him. So General Joab's a fighter and he's been a fighter all his life. You don't win battles by playing games. So General Joab takes three darts in his hand and he thrusts them through the heart of Absalom. He's hanging in a tree. Hi, pop! While he was yet alive in the middle of the oak tree. There he is. That's not nice. I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't have any mercy on the devil. Did you hear me? The Bible teaches us to fight against the wiles of the devil. I said a few messages ago, I don't like cussing, but if you have to, cuss the devil. Amen. Say, he is no friend of yours. He is an enemy. He wants to destroy your life. This is that inner mess you're working with. Don't just see the story. See yourself in this story. You're going to have to fight. Because everybody else will tell you about your problems. Oh, you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. Sometimes you just have to fight like crazy. Amen, say. Y'all listening or not? I lose you? But the king covered his face when he heard it. That's so, I understand that. Oh, my son Absalom, oh, my son Absalom, my son, my son. And here comes the general into the house, the king's presence. And Joab came to the house of the king, and he said to the king, you've shamed us this day. You've shamed this day the faces of all the people that went out there in battle and served you. I wonder how many people were killed for you today. They've saved your life, king, and the lives of your other sons and your daughters. This was a bad dude. This was the only way. And the lives of your wives and the lives of all these concubines that he basically raped. What are you thinking, king? And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel saying, the king saved us out of the hand of our enemies. He delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he's fled. I mean, you, king, you were a leader, man. You were a leader. But as soon as your son takes over, you just run. You fought Goliath. You were a mighty man of battle. And you give us this weak order. Oh, be easy on Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, he's dead in battle. Now, therefore, why speak you not a word of bringing the king back? And King David sent to Zadok and Abiathar the priest, saying, speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? Now he's going to be going back to Jerusalem. Seeing the speech of all of Israel has come to the king, even to his house. You're my brethren, you're bones of my flesh. Wherefore then are you the last to bring the king back? Because he was divided, inside job, he's outside the kingdom. And here's what David says. I know it's a pushing it because he's flashing lights on me. But here's the point. Does the king say to Joab, you're my general? Does he say to Joab, let's get everybody back to Jerusalem. Let's take back over. We're going to start where we were. No. David says to Amasa. Who was Amasa? Who was Amasa? He's Absalom's what? So, and he's Joab's cousin. David said, tell Amasa, art thou not bone of my flesh? God do so to me and more also, if you not be now my general before me continually in the place of who? So Joab's a mighty general, putting his life on the line, goes out there in the woods, leads his troop, overtakes the kingdom, but the king, because of the sake of his son, he's punishing who? Joab. And Joab was strong against the king. He spoke to the king like he had never spoke to the king before. But somebody had to speak to him that way. And Joab was the man that did it because Joab's a general. So now he's been demoted. So a mason's what? Here's an enemy. He's now made chief. And Joab, who's the real fighter, he's what? That happens in life, doesn't it? Yes or no? And you can get all messed up on the inside because of that. Because somebody else, you know, you're a harder worker than they are. They get the job, you don't. Well, so all of a sudden, you're going to keep making excuses. You're going to keep surrendering. You're going to keep... If you don't like it, get another job. Say yes or no. Work harder. Get a better job. Stay with the company. Without conniving, try to work hard and get that position. But don't let your life go to hell. Excuse my language. Amen. A lot of stuff here in this message that you can get if you want it. And there happened to be there a man of Belial. Now listen, he made Zamasa general. And this thing ain't over. This insurrection's not over. It's all over and it's happening. And David's got a battle on his hands. And there happened to be a man of Belial, or really a man of the devil. A devilish man. His name was what? Say it with me. One more time. Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite, and he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David. He's trying to get us all back now. We have an inheritance in the son of... nor do we have an inheritance in his daddy." Boy, he's real loud mouth. "Every man to his tents, O Israel. Don't follow King David." He's trying to keep this conspiracy and insurrection alive. Y'all with me? "Then said King David to Amasa, his newly appointed general, 'Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days. You be here present.' So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah." But he what? He tarried longer. Two reasons. One, that's why he never was general, because he's sorry and he procrastinates and he's late. That's one idea. The other could be he had a hard time assembling men to get them there on time. But that shows you, again, not a natural leader. Yes or no? As a general, you ought to say, "Guys, jump," and they go, "Whoop!" Amen. And David said to Abishai, this is again a relative of the family of Joab, "Now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than Absalom did." If we let this guy out there with nobody going after him, where's Amasa at? He said, "You take the Lord's servants, you take them and you pursue after Sheba, lest he get the fenced cities and he escape us." Are y'all bored with this great story from the Bible? And there went out after him, what? Whose men? Isn't that funny? Amasa's guys, they hardly know where to be found. But these men who were loyal to Joab, you just name it, boom, they're there. Amen? They're called real fighting men. They went out and Joab's men and the Cherethites, the Pelethites, and all the mighty men. And they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after who? Sheba. Because Absalom, he dead. Three darts to heart. Pop, pop, pop. Okay? But it's still a mess going on. And when they're at the great stone, which is Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him. Now, I want to slow down right there. This is a crazy verse. And when they were at the great stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa showed up. There he is. Now, he's out front. "Hey, boys." And then who shows up? Tell me his name. Joab. You just got to read this carefully. You can get confused in this verse. And Joab's garment that he had put on, Joab had a garment on it that he had put on. I saw this differently before, and I really looked at it and studied this better. And Joab showed up in his garment. So at this great stone, they have this meeting, Joab and Amasa. It's reckoning day. Y'all hear me or not? Because Joab knows, this guy Amasa killed my men. Do you understand that, yes or no? This guy, Mason, call him what you want. He killed my men. And Joab shows up with his garment on, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened into his loins and a sheath thereof. And as he went forth, it fell out. Really, the idea is that he took it out. You understand? That's why this can be confusing if you don't watch it. It fell out. No, he took it out. Got it? He's got the garment on, and he's got that vicarious sword. It's a shorter sword, like a dagger. And Joab goes up to him. Mason, this is his cousin. And Joab walks up to him and says, are you in health, my brother, my cousin? And Joab sort of tokes him by the beard a little bit, you know. You don't want this general that close to your face. I'm telling you that right now. Not Joab. So he takes him with the right hand to kiss him, but Amasa took no heed to the what? The sword that Joab had. And Joab smote Amasa in the fifth rib. Say fifth rib. So that his bowels just gushed out on the ground. The general knew how to stick people. I'm just telling you. You might not like stories like this. Can't believe I went to church and heard such violence. Guys, there is a devil. And we've had a lot of mess in our life. And I'm going to tell you that just a passive attitude so often is not going to get the job done. In my life and in your life. I'm talking about this inner fight that we fight. Y'all listening or not? Just keep in mind what we're saying. So, there he is. He didn't strike him again. One shot. Bowels all over the place. I know it's nasty. Good. See the nastiness of it. Quit playing with the crap that you're going through in your life. See it as what it is. Deal with it. Are y'all hearing me? He didn't strike him again and he died. He died right there in the road. And Joab and Abishai, his brother, they did what? Come on, boys. Did they take time to deal with him, bury him? No! We got a job to do. And that's what they did. They're after Sheba. Now watch this, though. Watch this. We're almost done with the message. Hang in. Don't miss this from here on in. Slap yourself. Here we go. And one of Joab's men stood by him. By who? By who? By the dead body of Amasa in the road. Because everybody's... I mean, there's all this army that's standing there just frozen. Joab and a couple of them going on. They can't believe what just happened. And that's where a lot of people with mess in their life, that's what they do. They just stay right there. Y'all getting my gist today? You going to go on with your life? You going to go do what you're supposed to do? They're stuck. And so one guy stands up and says, he that favors Joab, that realized this was a bad joker to put in the place of a general, you that are with Joab, and he that's for King David, get out of here and go, baby, charge! And Amasa wallowed in the blood in the middle of the highway. And when the men, and when the man saw, say it with me, say it, and when the man saw, this man who's trying to get him to go, when the man saw that all the people did what? In the field, here's what he did. This guy took, say this last part with me, everybody help me here, this is really important. Say it with me. He removed Amasa out of the road into the what? Field, and wait a minute, and he did what? He cast a cloth on him when he saw that everyone that was coming by was rubbernecking. You keep doing that in your life, and you're going to see you're going to get your tail whooped by the devil. Nothing's going to get done when you're paralyzed and stopped. But when he was removed out of the highway, say that with me. Say it with me. All the people went on after who? They followed after Joab to pursue the real enemy whose name was what? Sheba. I'm done. I'm wore out. Look at this. These are my favorite messages. Because it's about real life. We like to think, oh, everything's good. Guys, we live on planet Earth, and then when something bad happens, the first thing we do is blame God. It's because you're not ready to fight in your life. You think everything's got to be perfect? You think, not perfect, but I didn't expect her to leave me. I didn't expect him to leave me. Or I didn't expect my husband to die or my wife to die. What I'm saying is these things happen, but then the devil can get involved and stop you. Did I lose you again? Yes or no? So how do I confront my inner conflict? We're done with the message with a couple of quick points. I call it blanket. That's terrible, isn't it? Blanket! You know, that's what a lot of people do. That's it. They drink themselves to death. Or they just go out and run around with wild women or wild men. Instead of dealing with the real issues in their life. Blanket. But I didn't call it blanket for that reason. I'm going to give you some fill in the blanks. Are you ready? You ready? Here's how you deal with your inner conflict. Don't forget the story. These are quick points. Number one, here it is. Kill it. Say that with me. Say it again. One more time. I didn't say kill somebody. I'm saying that thing that's killing you, you kill it. I'm talking about this inner pain, this inner struggle, this inner I'm no good, I don't matter, I must be a piece of garbage. This thing, this mistake you've made, not a mistake, a choice you made that destroyed your life, that's not a good thing. Kill it! Some tough words, isn't it? Say, I'm just learning from the general today. These are general principles. Surrender it dead. Instead of keeping this thing in your life that's hurt you so bad alive. Remember the letter last week? How many years? 64 years that lady had kept that program in that little box. How long are you going to keep your mess in that little box? Or are you going to say, this is dead? Amen, yes or no? It's either I'm going to die or it's going to die. So kill it. Instead of it killing me, I'm going to kill it. Amen. Say that with me. Instead of it killing me, I'm going to kill it. I ain't talking about killing people. Don't go out here saying that. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about this inner conflict that you've got, that I have. Amen. I could talk all day on this stuff. Number two, quit it. Say that loud. One, two, three. What was number one? Number two was what? What do I mean by that? Stop looking at it. Stop looking at it. You're paralyzed. Quit it. Quit going on Facebook and finding out what they're doing. Stop it. Stop it. Get your life and start moving forward. Did I lose you? Stop it. Quit it. Quit looking at whatever that hurts you and thinking that's an excuse for you to live your life defeated. When I've come that you can have life to the full, Jesus says. Rubbernecking slows me down and causes a what inside of me? A jam up in me. You wonder when I wrote this? I wrote this years ago when I was right in the middle of my pain. This isn't a message to you. This was the message to me. I'm just sharing it with you today as a fellow now who's down the road. Amen. Say, 6 years down the road. I ain't maybe the best at being down the road, but I can tell you this, I'm down the road. Spell my name right. Clark's down the road. Amen. I'm paralyzed what? If I keep looking at it, I'm paralyzed what? How many would agree with that? Just see some hands. Man, it is just absolutely, it'll stop you dead in a hammer. Is that true? Good. Number three. So number one was what? Number two was what? Number three is what? Get it off the road and cover it up. Get it off the road. I don't know what I'm going to have to do. For me, it was a process. And I can't get into all this today, but the process in some of my battles, some of my struggles has been, man, I've had to go and do this, I've had to do that, I've had to do this. It's not just a one-time thing. I've just got to go over here and do, but the point is I'm dragging this mess off the road. I'm covering it up. I cannot have a victorious life if I live my life based on everything that's bad that's happened in my life. Amen? And guys, praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Good. What does that mean? Number three, drag it. Say this, I'll stop what? I saw somebody the other day, a lot of pain in their life from years ago. And it's not, guys, when I get up here and talk about my mess, I'm not whining. I'm trying to relate to you that you got a preacher that understands what crap is. Amen. I'm trying to help you. But a lot of times when people are talking about their stuff, they're just talking about it because that's what they do. They're not trying to help you. They're trying to get you to feel sorry for them. Amen. How bad they got it.
You want to spend time all day with people like this? I don't. Say that with me, loud. It's gone, 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 and I'm moving on, on. One more time. It's gone, 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 and I'm moving on, on. Coach, I'm telling you, this is a good story for the ball team. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? A lot of ball stuff right here, ain't it? Number four, we're blanking it, but we're not cussing it. No, 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 no. Kill it, quit it. Drag it. And here's the last one. Say that one. What was number one? Number two? Number three? Number four? Know it. When I passed on the other side of it. Open road ahead, baby. You hear me? As long as you're standing there, as long as you're looking at it, you got to quit that. You got to drag that thing over. You got to cover it up, and you got to go like this. No, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can make it. I'm valued. I matter. I am somebody. I'm not a piece of trash. I'm not a piece of garbage. I can do this. This might have been who I was, but this ain't who I am. God is with me. He said He'd give me life to the full. I'm going to take Him up on it. Amen. That's the message. It was not as big as the enemy had led me to believe. How many would say that? Looking back at your life, the thing that nearly killed you, you would look back now and say, it was not as big as the devil had made me believe. Let me see some hands. It was not as big. It was big. It was huge. But it was not as big as he made you believe. He made you believe, in my case, Clark, take a gun and shoot yourself. Can you believe that? Don't have any love lost for the devil. Did you hear me? You don't take it easy on him because he certainly ain't going to take it easy on you. We learn that. Say it with me. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Know it. That's how you deal with some inner conflict. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. We're done. We're done. Woo! Boy, that was tough.